I want to read two verses, two passages. Luke chapter 4, verse 27, and then I'm going to read 2 Kings 5 and 1. And it reads, Jesus speaking, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha. And none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. Now there's a reason Jesus references this. To a nation that was as proud as Israel, the Lord is saying that it wasn't an Israelite that was healed of leprosy. According to what he's saying, Naaman was the only one to be healed. And he wasn't even an Israelite. And so with that, I'm going to 2 Kings 5 and 1. And I'm not going to get into the story. This is the fifth chapter. Now Naaman, captain of the host of Syria, was a great man with his master, honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. I want to talk this morning for... This is the first time we've had this type of service, so nobody knows what time I'm supposed to be done. Isn't that unique? But trust me, I get hungry too. I want to talk about conjectures that lead me to God. Now, I never liked studying when I was in high school, my English classes. I did not like to, I don't even know what you do, dissect or whatever, sentences. I never liked, I'm just telling you the way it is. I never liked the adverbs, the verbs, the nouns, point them out and write. I figured I'd get along without it. You know, I'm going to be a preacher. What do I need to know about the English language? This morning, something hit me in this as I was looking. If you will let it, and a lot of things, I won't preface everything back to what Brother Paul said this morning. But if you will let it, this word will speak to you. Okay? If you will let it, it spoke to you this morning already. Everything, now I'm just talking about in the Word, everything that you will ever need has already been answered in this book. There isn't any place you can go in life, any situation you can find yourself that you're going to say, but if you get in this book, I will guarantee you that God will give you direction. It's going to give you what you need. And when it's all said and done, and this is what I'm after, and I felt this throughout the last few days, but what's going to happen, this word will give you peace, hope, and assurance. I don't care what I've come in with. I don't care what's going on. I need the peace of God. I need a hope from God. And I need the assurance of God. My life is not so twisted or tainted or torn that God cannot come in. Now, I'm going to spend the next, I hope, 20 minutes somewhere in there, my plans. And I'm going to dissect this chapter. By that, I'm going to rip it apart. One of our grandkids, I'm not going to say which one, came in after they did the fall thing down on the streets where they collect candy. And they had their candy bag spread out over the kitchen counter. And Mama come in and said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." Trust me, that little girl has a lot of power behind the whoa. Said, "You are not going to do that." And he said, "What? You're not going to sit here and eat all that." And they put it back together. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to spread this out today. And I'm just going to take pieces. I guess it's all right to eat some of it, isn't it, sister? Okay. So we're just going to take pieces of it. And I am going to assume that you know the story about Naaman the leper. And if you don't, I'm glad to talk to you after church about it. This verse of scripture that I read, the first one, has always amazed me. We think we have everything figured out in God. It talks about the man Naaman. He's a captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man. He was an honorable man. And then this is what puzzles me. Because it said, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. If you know anything at all about this word of God and Israel and its struggles, Syria was one of its greatest adversaries. Jeremy, how does this say that God used this man to bring deliverance? That's insinuating that God did something for somebody who was not an Israelite. How? He was the adversary. He was the enemy. I got looking at this more and more in depth, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have God figured out. Oh, but I know God. I know how. You do not have God figured out at all. But I do want you to know God has you figured out. God knows where you are. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going through. He knows everything about you. And that is what is vital and what is important. Thinking about all this, and I cannot even begin to take time to talk about everything that's going to be in this. But you don't know what God is doing right now in someone's life. I felt this morning, and I put it in here to tell you, Mom, Dad, keep praying. It's working. Well, it doesn't seem like it's happening. If God can work through Naaman, an enemy of Israel, to get a work of God accomplished, then God is going to honor your prayers and God is going to do something in your life and for you. You need to learn this. And these are some things we need to bring into our mind. God is always working in the future. That's some reality there. He leads you today, all the while he is viewing your tomorrow. Something that he may have already touched you in this service, but he's working something that tomorrow or the next day or the next week, he's going to work it out. That being said, he is not surprised when things happen. Sometimes we stand back and say, "Oh my, how could that?" Like God withdrew himself and hid himself and didn't know something was going to work in your life. He knew what was going on in your world. He understood it. I'm going to say this, and I hope it's okay. This morning, this time change business, I hate it. The devil had to author it. I couldn't sleep. I knew the time I was supposed to gain an hour. I was driving down my driveway, changing my truck clock. It was 3:02 in the morning, and I thought, this is dumb. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Mike says, Cherry, early this morning, I had your son on my mind. I had his accident. He should have died. Okay? We're sorry for the hurt and the things he's going through, but God spared his life for a reason. You don't know what's going on. How did God let this? How did this? Because God is getting ready to do something in Jason's life. You don't know what God, well, this is today, but you got to understand the God we're worshiping is already in my tomorrow. The God that I'm praising is already down the road, and he was working when that happened months and months ago for a day that's soon to happen. And we've got to trust God, and I've got to look at scriptures like this. And I've got to believe God's in control. Why do I have Naaman in the middle of everything that's about God's people? What do I care about a captain of the enemy? Well, apparently God cared. This first verse, if you were to really spend time and look at it, gives the story basically of every life. Not the same accomplishments or the same story in itself, but it's the fact that, number one, he knows your name. Now, Naaman. That's first. But then secondly, it's describing how God works, and you can believe this however you want to. I do believe this. I believe that God works in every life to make an attempt to draw that life to God. The soul that's living within us is the breath of God, and God is trying to draw that soul back to Him. And whatever's going on, Something is at work with an effort or an attempt to draw you, to draw me, to keep you where we need to be in God. So we have this great thing about Naaman, but then the opening statement says, but he is dying. Leprosy, it's killing him. He's dying. At some point, at some place, we have to come to a realization that nothing is worth anything in this world if I'm dying without Him. There isn't anything of value in my life if I don't have Him. If I gain the world and lose my soul, what is it profiting me? That's what this says. It's not just a saying, it's a fact. I need God. What is my life worth if I don't have God? I live my life out. In November the 15th, my dad would have been 100 years old. That's living. I know a couple of people that I personally know that's that. But if I don't find the Lord, what's it been worth? In this story, again, assuming you know it, we're introduced to a small child. That child is used of God. God uses Naaman. He uses the child. I think God used the word this morning, the singing this morning. He's using what's going on in all of us in our lives, but he uses this child to speak something. Albert, this little girl never ever heard of anyone being healed of leprosy. But she speaks out, her master has leprosy. Somewhere from God, I don't know, but she gains a confidence in the Lord, and she makes a very rash statement. If my master could go to Samaria and go before the prophet, the Lord would heal him of this sickness. It's a death sentence. So what she's saying is, if he would go to Samaria, there's a prophet there that would give him the ability to live. Oh God, let me hear. There's something in the house this morning that God wants to give me life, and God wants me to be able to walk with him. I feel and I felt strongly, I want to speak to someone in this service. And I felt this. God will deliver you. He will bring you through. What you have been worried about, he is already working it out. The things that have stopped you, the questions that have hindered you, don't let them keep you from God. Understand that if God can take a Syrian captain and God can work through him, then my God can work in whatever way to get into your life and into your world and the situation you're facing. But I've done this or I've gone here. That does not matter to God. We heard it this morning. There's a place of repentance. I can get myself where I need to be in God. You know, the only reason Naaman made the journey to Samaria was because he was dying. Would it not be right to say his leprosy ended, it was really a blessing? Had he not had leprosy, which was the death sentence, he'd have never gone to Samaria. The only reason I will ever reach out of where I am, who I am, and reach to God will be because I know I need him. I need God. I can't make it without God. I can't exist. Oh, but I've got it all. Let me tell you, there come a point in your life at some time you're going to realize what I'm saying. I need God. And the time to seek him is when he is reaching out. And the time to reach out to him is when he is calling. Naaman goes. And again, I'm going to say it the last time I'm cutting this story in segments. Naaman goes to Samaria, goes to the king. The king sees that there's a letter that I want my servant to be healed from the king of Syria. And the king of Israel rips his garments, which is a sign of grief and sorrow, and I don't know. Word comes to Elisha. Elijah said, why did you tear your clothes? Now, I think there's almost a little message there. Why didn't you know? You should have automatically known what he needed to do. He said, send him to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Now notice, he did not say, let him come to me, and he will leave healed. I thought this is about healing. No, it really isn't. He said, send him to me, and he's going to know that there is a prophet. In other words, there's a God that leads in Israel. See, here Naaman comes in, and he expects the prophet to come out and do all this stuff. And the prophet sends word, tells him, go dip 7 times in the muddy Jordan. And Naaman's response, and you hit on it today, he said, but I thought, I haven't made up what I think it ought to be. I have it all figured out. I thought he would come out and wave his hand over my leprosy and it would be gone. He wasn't questioning whether it could happen. It was the process he was questioning. I thought it would be this way, but that's not what he said. And you know what? It hit me. Elisha could have done just that. Wouldn't that be a miracle just to read? And Elisha came out and waved his hand over it, and Naaman said, that's exactly what I was expecting. But sometimes you got to be willing, you got to be ready, you got to be open. It's not going to be what I'm expecting. It's what he wants to do. Bottom line is, do I want God? Bottom line is, and I searched my soul in all of this the last day or two. Do I want God? No one had ever been asked to go and dip in the Jordan River. You never heard of it. You hear of all sorts of other things, but why would you do this? And Naaman almost stopped what God was wanting to do for him because he said, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I've got too much pride to do that. Let me tell you something. If I want God, I want God. If I'm hungry for God, then I want God no matter what it's going to take, no matter what I have to do. I need God. See, if we aren't careful, we can find ourselves losing a very powerful truth. And I'm talking about while we're sitting in the house of God, we can lose the fact there really is a God. This isn't about me. It's about Him. If you want this service to be your service, you're in the wrong place today. If you want this to be what you want, you definitely are in the wrong place today. It's not what I want. It's what He has. It's what He's going to give. It's what He's going to do. And that's where I'm at. I am not here this morning just because it's Sunday and this is what I do on Sunday. I am here because I know there is a God. I know there is a God. I've sung songs today because I know there is a God. I've spent time in prayer today because I know there is a God. And I'm going to worship Him today because I know there is a God. My worship is not just something I do in church. I'm here to worship Him. I don't worry about if anybody else hears me singing. I got a terrible raspy voice I've had. Is because I've yelled at people too many times. I'd love to be able to not have that and just sing. I told the doctor when I had throat surgery, I said, when this is over, Dr. Monte, will I be able to sing? He said, oh, yes, definitely. I said, oh, I'm so glad. I've always wanted to sing, never been able to. He looked at me. Just walked out of the room. I'd love to. But you know what? I was singing as some of the songs are being sung today. I was singing it out. I speak Jesus. I don't care who hears that. I don't care about how it sounds. I'm talking to Him. Trust me, I'm not singing that for you. And if I don't sing it, I'm not singing it to Him. So I'm going to offer it to Him to the best of my ability, not because I want people to see me. It's because I want Him to know, God, You're everything to me. You're all that I need, God. You are my all and all. I'm going to give Him my best. I'm going to give Him my best. See, if you make this about you, I thought He would do this. I thought He'd come out. Well, there's no way I'm going to dip in that muddy Jordan. If you make this about you, you're going to miss it. You know what hit me today? Nelson, I wondered, are we telling Naaman what God can do? This little girl did. If I don't open up to God, I can keep Naaman not from being healed, but from finding God. This is not a story of Naaman's. It says Naaman being healed from leprosy. Yes, he was, but that's a side note. The truth of it is, if you search it out, Naaman found the Lord, God of Israel, because of what happened. It goes on, and Naaman makes one of the greatest statements. It says that when he went down and he dipped the seventh time, he came up and his skin was restored like new skin. And Naaman makes this statement, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now I know who God is. Now, let me tell you something. You may meet presidents or kings or dignitaries. That doesn't mean anything in this life. I need to know I've met him and he is my all. So that bringing me to the end. Conjunctions that lead me to God. I looked at this about an hour before service started. And I just started thinking about it. I want you to look at the conjunctions that are used to bring him to the statement, now I know. It opens up. I'm just going to hit him and go. Hear about Naaman, but he was a leper. See, a conjunction is a word that is used to connect clauses or sentences together. You have Naaman, this great man, conjunction, but he is a leper. Conjunction from the young girl, and she said. Nothing would have happened had she not said. From Elisha, send her to me, and he shall know. On Naaman's part, everything going on, conjunction. Then went he down and dipped in Jordan, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And then the ultimate is, now I know. This starts out, now Naaman. And we hear all, we looked in the whole repertoire of Naaman and everything about it, but we end with, now I know. Now I'm not going to. And Naaman, his hunger for God was such, he even said, let me take two mules burdened with earth, so when I go back, when I worship, I'm going to have some Israel dirt in my pocket. I'm going to be holding on to what I really want and what I really want to have. It doesn't make sense to some people, but it makes sense to Naaman. Why do you have all this dirt? You'll never understand why I brought dirt back. But it's where I found who God was in a confused world. In a situation where everything is turned upside down and topsy-turvy. You see, today isn't about church. I thought that's what it was. No. The lesson, the singing, the message. There's a lot of places having church. It's not about church. It's about God. No one was ever healed of leprosy in the Old Testament except Naaman. And it's because somebody told somebody. It's because the prophet spoke out. It's because of what he heard. But ultimately, and again, I'm going back to what Brother Paul said this morning, ultimately, it's about Naaman. He could have heard, your healing is in the river. He was right at the brink of the Jordan, and he turned to go away because that's not what I wanted. Just hear me this morning. There's going to be more elaborate messages preached here, but just hear what I have to say. God knows where you're at. God's worked on you. I know, because I know where I've been. And God's trying to make a way to draw you to Him so that ultimately you can say, now I know. There is a God. This is real. I understand this now. This God, when Naaman came out, the leprosy was gone, yes, but he was changed. Not just in his physical appearance, the leprosy's gone. David, he was changed in his attitude. I'm going to worship the Lord God of Israel because now I know. Now I know. For whatever it's worth this morning, I feel strongly that the Lord has directed a service at somebody. And God cares about you. Well, I don't even think He knows what. He's been working because that's what God does. And until you're willing to step with Him, you're never going to know the full impact of what God has for you. Let's stand together, would you please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, everything, you see it. You know it. You have it. God, you orchestrate not just our years. You orchestrate our days. God, your hand is all over our lives. The fingerprints of God is in my soul. God, if I'll heed you, you lead me, you pull me, you direct me. And God, you did this to a Naaman who should have never known you. But your love for a soul goes beyond understanding. You'd even deal with the Syrian captain to bring him to understand, now I know. God, in this service this morning, I know what I feel. I know what you have expressed to me. God, you want someone to know. You got your hand on it. God, speak. Hallelujah. I don't know if anyone's here. Eyes are closed. But if you'd like to just reach out to God, I invite you to come and stand here. But I'm asking you to reach out to Him. Let God give you an answer that He came to give you. Well, I didn't expect this. He gonna give you more than what you expected. Naaman came for a healing. He left healed and he left with a knowledge of God. God wants to do something in your life right now. I'm inviting you as they sing, if you'd like to, let's come and let's just reach out to Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. let Him speak in our lives.
Come on, would you declare it to Him right now?
Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Come on, would you sing this right now to Him? Shout
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Shout Jesus, Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is love.
They're going to play for just a minute. I wish you'd reach out to Him. Whatever your need is right now, I wish you'd reach out to Him and say, God, I pray in Jesus' name, move on this need. Come on, can you speak to Him for your need right now? God, whatever you're wanting to do with this, I pray, Lord, let me be led to it. I pray, Lord, let me respond to Your word, God. I'm asking in Jesus' name, it may not be my way. It may not be my fault, but God, I want what You have for me. I want what You have for me, God. Oh, yes. We pray in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, can you just speak that name of Jesus right now? Just simply speak that name of Jesus. If you have a problem in your life, you have a situation in your life, I wish you just go ahead and speak Jesus over it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. These moments right here, it's unique because I feel a tangible presence.